Welcome to episode 13 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast. In today's episode, we're off to New Zealand and we're speaking to Ben Keeps from BizChat. BizChat is a new startup in New Zealand and Ben has co-founded an online community for small and medium-sized businesses in New Zealand where members can advise each other and take advice for key business issues which relate to them. Ben has kindly joined us today to share his views on starting a business, entrepreneurship, and business success in New Zealand. Hello, Ben. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Thanks really much for inviting me, Nicholas. It's great.
Could you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so I've got a pretty varied background. I actually come from a trade background. I'm an electrician by trade, but for the past 15 years, I've been involved in several small businesses, manufacturing, property, and technology. And all of that have kind of given me a nice sort of segue into identifying what the issue is for small businesses. And so a lot of what I do now on the side, outside of my business interests, is around helping small businesses, be it with economic development, advisory stuff, or something like BizChat.
Okay. In the introduction, I covered very briefly that you'd started BizChat. Could you tell us a bit more about BizChat?
Yeah, so my co-founder, Ruth McDavitt, and myself have different backgrounds. Hers is within economic development for local and central government. Mine is obviously business itself. But we sort of came to the same conclusion that where do small businesses in New Zealand and I believe worldwide get their advice? Well, they don't get it from government departments or from consultants because small businesses can't afford consultants and small businesses haven't got the time to translate government speak. So they get that advice from their trusted peers. And so we came up with this slightly flippant but pretty accurate kind of catch call, which is that you know, small businesses get their information over a latte, or over a barbecue, or here in New Zealand over a beer.
Oh yeah.
And so what this chat was about allowing those conversations to still happen, obviously, but leveraging them so someone that's geographically separate from someone else can leverage their knowledge. So it's about creating a peer to peer community online as an augmentation to real world relationships.
How does BizChat compare to other more traditional methods of information gathering?
BizChat is all about aggregation. So we're not so much concerned about content creation because, you know, as we've all seen, there's no end of content out there. What there isn't, though, is one place to aggregate that content. And so what we're doing is we're aggregating, for example, we have news coming in from New Zealand news organisations that's related to small business. We have resources, so we have a lot of government departments that are on board with us that are feeding us resources to put online. And then we have an events calendar, so you know any event that's related to a small business can go up there. And around all of those content types, we enable conversations to happen. So it's that whole sort of community built knowledge, and that any piece of content you can comment on, have a discussion with, and get into a dialogue with your peers about.
Oh, that's great. Can you provide some examples how your members are using BizChat today?
Yeah, so we see BizChat as very much being about the mass market, and so we really want it to be for Joe the plumber or Jill the electrician. The reality is that something online is going to get early adopters first. And so at the moment, we've got a lot of kind of web savvy people there. And they'll use it for a number of things. You know, there's been a bunch of people ask questions about, say, hey, I'm employing a new person. What do I need to do? What's the best way to do this? You know, someone else will say, hey, I'm just starting a business and I think an email newsletter is a good thing to do. What's the best way to do an email newsletter and what are the best services to use to do it with?
I very much see how that would be a lot of a benefit to a lot of people. So what type of revenue model do you have in mind for BizChat?
So we're lucky, some would say stupid, but we're lucky in that both Ruth and myself have day jobs. And so BizChat is philanthropic And so we were fortunate that Telecom New Zealand saw the value in what we were doing, and they've sponsored us to get it built, and they cover the cost of running it on a year-by-year basis. But because there's a philanthropic model, really the costs of an online property are pretty minimal. You know, a few hundred, you know, $1,000 a month is enough to keep the service fed and powered up. And so that's our model. I mean, down the path, there are some potential things to do add-on services, you know, training delivery on the site or what have you. But BizChat itself isn't about making money. It's about providing knowledge to SMEs.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about startup financing, because it's a major issue for most startups. So in terms of financing your company's growth from the very inception to where it is today, what types of avenues have been available for BizChat?
Yeah, so I mean, we had the option to do it ourselves, to just do it, and you know, we're philanthropists, but maybe not to that level, and so very quickly we realized that, you know, small businesses aren't going to pay for the stuff because, mm-hmm. you know, for obvious reasons. And so we decided that the sponsorship angle was the best and most appropriate one for us, which has proven successful. I mean, it's really difficult times generally to be starting up a business. You know, capital is non-existent, almost non-existent. So it is really difficult. We were lucky that there was an obvious sort of philanthropic model and an obvious marketing win for a corporate to sponsor what we were doing.
Well, that's very creative. Do you think that it's easy or difficult for New Zealand entrepreneurs to find investors generally?
Yeah, so it's very, very difficult. It's difficult anywhere, but it's particularly in New Zealand. We have some venture capital agencies or venture capital firms, sorry, in New Zealand, but they all tend to be very risk averse and they tend to invest in late stage stuff. We have a few well-known angel investors, but you know, they've all been burnt by other investments, you know, in this time, and so that's getting harder and harder. So it's really difficult, but you need to balance that with the fact that the reality is that building something in this day and age, you know, building something virtual, isn't actually that expensive. You know, you can rent server time from Amazon. You know, you don't need hardware. Okay, you need some sort of time, your own time to develop and code and whatever. But you know, even that's not as expensive as it once was. So you know, I'm seeing really successful businesses being built with quite limited funding. The time that you need funding, not so much related to BizChat, but related to sort of commercial businesses, is when you're trying to build a sales and marketing business around a product. Because, you know, a product is worthless unless the world knows it's there. And making the world know that a product is there is what costs money.
So, yeah, what you're saying, it's the sales and marketing that builds, that's a big cost factor when you've got the product right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's things that you can do in terms of, you know, viral marketing or what have you, but at the end of the day, it's expensive to build sort of traditional sales models.
Just about entrepreneurship in general, what do you especially like about being an entrepreneur, say, compared to a day job type thing?
Yeah, so I mean, the last time I had a day job was when I was working as a tradesperson. I'm now in a situation where I own and run four businesses. I also do a lot of consulting, a lot of journalism, both online and print media. I've been in the US three times in the past two or three months. I'm going again in a few weeks. The opportunities that I have, because I choose to take the risks to be self-employed, to be an entrepreneur, are amazing. I mean, you know, you have to take the flip side of that. And mm-hmm. I bought into my first business, which was a manufacturing business, back in 96, I think. And we spent the first few years, we didn't pay ourselves a cent. We lived in the factory that you know, I bought into. And so, you know, there's swings and roundabouts, but I'd have it no other way, to be honest.
Great to hear. Do you think that there is a particularly New Zealand style of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. So in New Zealand, there's this sort of saying about number eight fencing wire. And basically, you know, the saying comes from the fact that you give a New Zealander a problem and a piece of fencing wire, and he can solve the problem no matter what it is with the fencing wire. And so, yeah, we're really a nation of do-it-yourselfers. That's changing a little bit now as we're becoming maybe a little bit more US in appearance or in the way we do things. But we're very much a country of, hey, got an idea, fine, let's give it a crack, give it a boot. And that's really a good attribute to have in the current climate, both economically, but also from a development perspective, where building a product or a service is actually quite easy and quite cheap. And so, you know, it's fine to have 10 different ideas and try building 10 different products, and to have 8, 9, or even 10 of them fail, because, you know, the risks are lower now than they were previously, and that's kind of what Kiwis tend to do, just get in and give it a crack.
That's great. So, just looking forward now, what are your forward plans for BizChat?
So, we're in the process of trying to sort out what we're doing for the next 12 months in terms of sponsorship and development. There's a huge opportunity with this recession. Government is looking for lots and lots of ways, or any way possible, to reduce government spending. And so there's some big opportunities in terms of taking the load off government, the stuff that they do quite inefficiently, delivering to small business and giving them an opportunity to do that within the BizChat platform, because that's what, at the end of the day, we see BizChat as a platform, and we're more than happy to sort of plug different things in or out depending on that. You know, I envisage that it will continue to be philanthropic, and it will continue to require the sort of same amount of time that we give it now, because as the community grows, you appoint community members to be moderators, and it becomes a quite self-governing or self-policing other state where the community polices what goes on within the community, and so it doesn't require a real hands-on perspective from the founders.
Okay, finally, so our listeners can learn some more about BizChat, can you provide some links to BizChat?
Sure. So BizChat can be found at bizchat.co.nz or NZ, depending on which side of the planet you're from. In terms of other stuff that I do, you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Keeps. That's BenKepes. And I tweet out my blog posts and the different things I do there. So if people have a look there, they can find out what I'm all about and what I'm up to.
That's great. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the invite. It's been great chatting.
That's it for episode 13. I hope you enjoyed it. I do recommend that you do visit Ben's BizChat website, which is, again, just for your record, is bizchat.co.nz. And I do look forward to bringing you some more episodes and interviews with entrepreneurs throughout the region. Don't forget to check back to the Asia Business Investor website. We do have a magazine which we're developing as we go at the moment, with a focus on entrepreneurship and business opportunities in Asia. And I look forward to bringing you the next episode. And that's goodbye from me.